Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. The more iconic fruit, the grape or the strawberry? Strawberry at 65.8%. I disagree. The grape is a far more iconic fruit than the strawberry. Though I do believe the strawberry is a tastier fruit. A perfectly ripe strawberry, I don't think, can be beaten. You know, when it's at its peak ripeness, like a peach or a nectarine, also very, very good at peak ripeness.
I think the plum's underrated.
The plum's a good fruit.
Oh, man, I like a good plum now. Yeah, back in the day, man.
You know plums, do you like when they're a little sour?
Yes.
The plum? A little hard, sour plum?
Yep. Exactly right. Just like we always said.
Yeah. And also, what do you want the Sixers to do with the third pick? Take the best player or trade back? 67.1% say take the best player. I want both. I want trade back and the best player. How's that? 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
Okay. What up, brother?
Hey, I got some knowledge on this Phillies trade deadline. I think I'm ahead of the news. I'm going to challenge Spike today with a little Aroldis Chapman stat.
Uh-oh. Nice.
I think he is the best reliever out of that group this year. I think he's in the best position to trade for, and I think he's going to actually cost the least money-wise, and I think he's going to cost the least package-wise.
So if he's the best reliever, why would he cost the least as far as a package?
He's 37 years old. The Red Sox have already traded one of their top players. They're obviously kind of in the middle of a very good American League, and I think that they'd be willing to try to rebuild a little bit and bolster some more prospects. They already have a couple good ones, and I think that the Phillies are going to be aggressive to get that number one guy in the bullpen. And this year, Aroldis Chapman, if you look on Baseball Savant, which is a great website to go on, Spike.
Great.
Go on it.
I know what Baseball Savant is.
He's cooking you right now.
Is he? He hasn't said anything yet.
Aroldis Chapman, an expected ERA, expecting batting average, fastball velocity, chase rate, whiff rate, K rate, is in the 93 percentile, which is above any other reliever
okay.
on that list.
All right. Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Okay, Andrew. Here are the last 7 years of Aroldis Chapman's WHIP. Do you know what WHIP is?
Walks for hits per inning pitch.
Okay. All right. So this year it's 0.781. Last year was 1.34. The year before that, it was 1.27. The year before that, it was 1.27. The year before that, it was 1.43. The year before that, it was 1.251. So which one of these things is not like the other? How all of a sudden did this year, Aroldis Chapman, who has been cooked for 4 years, how is all of a sudden this year he's good again?
Are you really trying to battle the point that he's a good
player? I asked you again. How all of a sudden, at 37 years old, is Aroldis Chapman, who, by the way, is a bad teammate and a loser, but how all of a sudden did he cut his WHIP in half compared to the last 4 years, 5 years, 6 years?
Go ask him. Go ask the Red Sox pitching staff.
I'm asking you because you're the one who wants to trade for him. How many, let me ask you this, in the last 5 years, how many times have you watched Aroldis Chapman pitch?
Probably 10, 12.
You're lying. How many times have you really watched Aroldis Chapman pitch? Because he hasn't been on the Phillies, and you're probably not watching Yankee games. You're probably not watching Red Sox games. So you probably didn't watch him at all. But I watched him for a whole season. And I can tell you, he stinks. He is cooked. I don't care what's going on now. He's probably on PEDs. You can trade for him. I'm guaranteeing you. I am guaranteeing you he will blow a game in the postseason. I guarantee it if they trade for him. I guarantee it. That's my guarantee. I hope you get what you want in Aroldis Chapman, and you're going to see what happens. I'm guaranteeing.
You do realize he is one of the most valuable relievers on the market based on what it's going to
stop reading things and talk like a human. I understand why people would want him, but also I've personally watched him, which is something that you can't say. And this year, just like Carlos Estevez last year, Carlos Estevez's numbers last year were outlier compared to every other year he's ever pitched. And what happened in the playoffs? What happened in the playoffs, okay?
He fell apart in the playoffs.
Who gave up the biggest
year.
Home run in the playoffs last year?
Estevez, but then
all right, thank
apart.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're missing the big point, Spike.
You're missing the big point is that
look
I'm telling you I disagree with you. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. We're going to disagree on this one. If you want Chapman,
you're
that's
in the minority
fine.
Here.
What's that?
You're in the minority here.
I'm in the minority. There's two people arguing. There's no minority or majority here. It's two people. And by the way, just so you know, just because most people think it's the right thing to do doesn't make it the right thing to do. Right?
Look at his metrics. Look at his movement.
Shut up. I'm telling you, he's a loser.
Do you have any other baseball on the field kind of stats to back it up?
Yes. Is that this season, this season, compared to the last six seasons, is an outlier for Aroldis Chapman. It's an outlier. You don't just get good again at 37 years old. Doesn't happen. You don't find your velocity again at 37 years old. Doesn't happen. It's going to fall apart. Just like Raul Ibanez, or did Raul Ibanez continue to produce like he did in the first part of that year? Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden, at 37 years old, he had outlier numbers that didn't make any sense? Did it continue? I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, but the answer is no, it didn't continue. I am not betting on, I understand you want Chapman. I get it. I understand the numbers. I am not betting on a 37-year-old who has been cooked for half a decade, all of a sudden being good again for a whole nother year. I don't want to be the team that banks my season on a guy who is not a good playoff performer, not a good teammate, and cooked. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want Chapman. I know Jack in there wants Chapman.
Well,
I would
say this. I'd be okay for the rest of the year. I don't know about, so he's still on the contract. You'd have to have him for next year, too?
No, he's had to sign a one-year deal.
Yeah, if it's just a half a year.
I just don't want him to be the big guy that we're going for.
Right. Right.
I don't trust him. I'm not buying it.
Here's what my question would be. Is there any way he could, I guess he could test positive at any point.
Sure. I don't know if he's on PEDs.
Listen, we all know exactly.
Yes.
I get exactly what you're saying. Yes, I totally get it.
But it feels late in the year for that.
How did they, by the way, they should know, like, the fact that, like, these guys are, not all of that stuff is detectable. And not all of that stuff, like, if you're smart, you, mm-hmm. I guess you can get away with it. They can mm-hmm. test people whenever they want, right?
Yeah, I guess, like...
You would think he should have been already on the list.
You would think. I mean, especially yeah. this pro farm, whatever. Alvaro. I guess my thing with Chapman is that I don't think he's going to cost as much as the other guys. And I they need a lefty. Now, so my biggest fear is more about the postseason stuff with Chapman.
Yeah.
Like, you can increase velocity with, like, a change in mechanics and, like, whatever.
At
like
37?
I mean, you can. I know it's... Well, it's not... His velocity wasn't, like, under 100. I mean, it was still right around 100. There's been a little bit of a tick.
Well, two miles per hour is the difference between Matt Strom last year and Matt Strom this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if he throws 101 and now he's throwing 99.
He was throwing 100. He was throwing 102 this year.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my bigger thing is that he's just been horrible in the postseason.
Yeah.
Like, 2016 was his best run probably when they won the World Series, but, like, even then he was shaky. It's like, it's very Kimbrel-ish. It's yeah. very Kimbrel-ish. Yeah. But also, they
but throws way harder.
But throws way harder.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Throws way harder. And won't cost as much as the other top.
I used to love him until I had to watch him.
The Cuban
as
missile,
a Yankee.
Man. Yeah. The Cuban missile. I was in the part. I was in there when Jimmy took him deep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In the playoffs. Didn't Jimmy take Chapman deep?
So I think the only Chapman related thing in that series was that's when Jay Bruce lost the ball in the lights.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
I think that's when...
At home, right?
It was at home.
Yeah.
It was at home. But Chapman was on that. That was his rookie year.
I remember that, yeah.
It was wild. He was a big deal. He's a big deal.
Cuban missile, man.
Okay, Andrew thinks that I'm somehow deterred by the fact that I'm in the minority on an opinion. I got news for you, buddy. That's where I live.
It's not a first for him.
Yeah, that's where I live, buddy. 205-592-9494. Get your calls right after, Ike.
Hey, Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Not as good. Peanut butter fans have candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. Now, you like the simple classics. I know. I do, too. Crimpets are light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Got something for you donut lovers as well. We got options for days. You've got the frosted mini donuts, the powdered mini donuts, and can't forget about those delicious new dipping sticks. Flavors. Now, I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes.
Dude, every time you talk about Tasty Cake there, I make pretend for a second like you're talking about Tasty Cake Dom and you're doing a read for Dom. You're like, Tasty Cake has what you need. It has a good thing for you to eat. And I'm like, I'm just imagining Dom there with a chef hat on. Jeff in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, I just want to say, or I want to ask, can we all agree that the grape is the Kevin Durant of the Mount Rushmore of fruit salad?
Okay. All right, explain this one to me.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, explain this one to me.
Well, if you're going to have a Mount Rushmore, the grape belongs there.
Oh, yes.
Belongs there, have the strawberry.
I would agree. I would agree. I think we're all pretty much... Now, fruit salad is a completely different thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If we're talking about what's good in fruit salad, you know, as fruit salad is, if you get a fruit salad, you got to be careful they're not overdoing the melon because that's what they like to fill you up on, the watermelon and the honeydew. You know.
Not a fruit salad guy.
No?
No.
Yeah, fruit salad's good. L.A., you get the cup from the vendors or whatever, tons of mango on there. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think grapes would be on the fruit Mount Rushmore. Banana, apple, orange, grape.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
You don't put banana in a fruit salad, though, right?
Or you do? No. Now, if it's a freshly made, I'm going to eat it right away so it doesn't get wet and soaked or whatever. Then maybe. But no, in a typical fruit salad.
Bananas don't go in a fruit salad.
Yeah, typically.
Whipped cream?
No.
What's the point of the fruit salad?
I don't know.
Put whipped cream on top.
I've seen it with whipped cream.
You don't put whipped cream on the fruit? I thought you do. I don't know.
I don't. I put a little, what's the?
I don't know. Don't you put whipped cream with strawberries?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But generally, like if you're going for the fruit salad, I think you're usually trying to be healthy and then just put whipped cream on top.
Yeah, I guess.
In LA, when you get the mango fruit salad or whatever, they put the tagine on there, that red spicy stuff that they put in there. Like it's like a spicy.
Tagine?
Tagine. Yeah. It's like I'm telling you, Google it. It's
very
like,
LA,
like a spicy powder or whatever. Nah, it's not. It's like I think it's a Mexican spice. It's awesome.
See, the thing that ruins the fruit salad on like when you go out for breakfast or whatever, they put that green one in there.
That's honeydew.
Yeah, honeydew. Yeah. Can we do without the honey?
Yeah,
honeydew?
Get out of here with honeydew.
Kiwi.
Kiwi's good. Fine.
Kiwi's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, of all the fruits, how did they just stumble upon?
You know
the honeydew?
What's underrated?
It's cheap.
As a fruit.
It takes up space.
Yes. Yeah. Cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe.
The
I like
camera cantaloupe. Likes cantaloupe too.
Yeah.
A little
he
salt.
Does. Yeah.
Oh, you just ruined it. Just ruined it.
John in Clifton Heights, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
We're done.
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
All right. So I heard you guys talking about the Phillies and the Sixers, the playoff losses earlier.
Yeah.
The Sixers have had far worse playoff losses.
I agree.
Yes.
The Phillies have missed the playoffs. Now they've started to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers have had two very bad playoff losses. I would say the Sixers have had two very bad playoff losses. The first one against the Celtics. We didn't expect them to do anything. That's fine. The Raptors one was painful, but they didn't choke. The Hawks one is atrocious. And the Celtics one when they were up 3-2, that one was atrocious. I don't think the Knicks one was atrocious. So Sixers have had two.
Hell, the Miami loss was worse than the Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah, that was worse than
the
Knicks.
Yes, year before. So they've had another atrocious one, the Miami one. The Phillies have really had one atrocious loss and then one shaky. I would say the Mets was atrocious and the Diamondbacks was shaky.
Sure.
All right.
And also, they should take Edgecombe.
There you go. Everybody wants Edgecombe. Everybody likes Edgecombe. So there was this like an event where they were all made available, all the guys that are going to be in the
media night or whatever for the draft.
So all the guys that are going to be in the green room or whatever were there. And was it Keith Pompey that asked VJ Edgecombe this question? I think it was Pompey. That was asked him about the Sixers.
How do you think you do fit in with Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah. I feel like I'll be able to play off of them. You know, they're great players. MB's the MVP of the league. You know, Paul George is a runner-up before, so I just feel like I just fit in well with them. And even Coach Nurse, you know, he's a defensive-minded coach. And I feel like I play a lot of defense.
There you go.
Yeah.
And look, it's not the only thing. It's certainly nice when you compare Ace Bailey, who's doing whatever he can to not be
exactly.
here. And here's another guy who's like naming off all the players, says he likes to coach, and says he likes playing defense.
Yeah.
And gives a big smile at the end of it. It feels good.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah. To be like wanted, you know. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tom?
Before I get to my comment, this is especially for us. Don't sleep on the melons. Watermelon is the greatest protector of the prostate gland in men as we get older. Oh. And for you young guys, to keep it healthy, okay?
Should I start eating watermelon now?
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. But when you juice it, the white rind is zinc and cobalt. It protects the prostate gland so much for BPH and large prostate. it's the best thing in the world, man, for us.
Okay.
I got a prostate.
Yeah. It's different for black men. African-Americans.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, I just like, I want to protect mine, too. They already went in there once, and they told me I'm good for 10 years, but, like, you know. Sorry.
You got a long way to go, Spike. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm 48. I'm going to be 49. I'm not that young, you know. I already did it once, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, listen. Yeah. Yes, I'm with everybody else. It's got to be VJ Edgecombe. Listen, he has flashes of Anthony Edwards. I've seen flashes of it. I think he's going to be good, but I think the still is going to be Haishan Yang. The Chinese, I call him Yao Ming's little brother. 19 years old. He's playing the post. He's good. He got handle. He can pass the ball. They come away with these two, they're going to get steals of the draft, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Thank you for the call, Tony. I think they could end up with Edgecombe. I think I should give out my YouTube big board guys tomorrow. I did it on the podcast.
Tomorrow's draft day, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can do it on before the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tomorrow. Yeah. I should give them out tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying I haven't done it here
no,
yet.
No, I know. But, like, should. Like, yeah. Like, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way,
man, you keep your Eagles big board draft and give us more sixes.
Well, okay. I had Bo Nix.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Now, there's a little idea here.
Yeah.
Flyers drafts Friday. Got a little YouTube big board for
on Friday?
Six pick?
Happy to do it.
Happy to do it?
Happy to do it.
MLB draft is at is July 13th?
God. There's too many guys.
Don't
there's
do
way
it.
Too many players.
Too many guys.
I got it.
Yeah. And by the way, Edgecombe built like Anthony Edwards, sort of. Game, I don't know.
Well, you're not comparing him to Anthony Edwards.
No. But Tony
like,
did.
That's the Elliott thing.
Yes.
Where somebody's just...
Yes. I could just say he's Anthony Edwards.
It reminds me of Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Text 9 is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike during the debate around Elliot's list. This is a new low for the show. Spike, an hour later. Clear out, fellas, while I give you the roster of my fantasy baseball team. Alex in Lancaster.
I'm very proud of the squad I put together.
I know. They're fighting like
hell. Yeah.
They are. I'm on a run. Been the best team in the league the last 30 days. That's what my metrics say. What's
That's
next?
Right.
Oh, but I was too confusing to listen to. Jake Rosenberg on Pablo Torre.
I still think Pablo was less confusing than Jake.
Way less confusing.
Yeah.
There was a time there in the middle where I was like, what is he talking
about?
He was
deep,
Yeah, he was trying. And he was trying. I told him before, and I was like, we got to dumb it down. But it's still a complicated story.
Yeah.
You know? That's the smartest we're going to get for months. Don't worry about it. What's next?
You can't act like candy corn isn't one of the biggest historical candies in the history of candy when it always shows up for Halloween. Elliot Shore Parks.
I could see in his face this list was not well thought out.
No, not at all.
He wasn't really standing on business with the list.
He immediately regretted it when we started pushing him on it.
Well, he wanted to do it. He came into the studio and goes, I put out that list today, knew I was going to be on the air with you guys, and just... Yeah. This is a bad list.
He thought we were going to argue if the Eagles weren't high enough.
Yeah.
Or what have you. Like, no, I'm looking at this Lions and Bears.
Yeah.
He did not. And I don't care if they said it off the air. I'm bringing it on the air. He didn't know that there's two different Soldier Fields.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He didn't know they rebuilt
Soldier
Field.
He didn't realize
Soldier
they actually tore down the other one.
Yeah, like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
It's like Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's arguing for
they still call it Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
but you're
not,
like, it's not Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
He's arguing the historical perspective of Soldier Field.
Yeah.
There's two different Soldier Fields?
Yeah. Well, it's still Soldier Field, he says. What's next?
Elliot, you made a historical franchise list, and all you did was Google. Ridiculous and embarrassing. YouTube basketball scout Spike Iskin.
Fair. At least I admit it. What's next?
Common Sense by Thomas Paine, and now Elliot Shore Parks.
So to me, when you make a list like this, there has to be a bit of common sense, right?
Mark in Modco.
That was a great line.
What a quote.
Yes.
He had a couple quotes today with us.
Did he?
Yeah, well, no, there's this.
I forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant! He absolutely is. Make that a promo.
That was actually good by you, too.
Yeah.
That was good by you, too.
It was just gut. Yeah, it was like you just wanted to yell at him.
That's what made me start laughing. I'm like, holy cow.
What's next?
I usually agree with Elliot, but the apple is absolutely not the goat fruit. It's cantaloupe. Joe DeCamera.
for that purpose, Apple would be painful. God. Oh, God. Can't do Apple.
What? Never mind.
Well, nothing with a pit. All right, what's next?
I really like cheese. What can I tell you? The level of mental effort that went into Elliot putting the Packers on his list.
I really like cheese.
Yeah, some of it is like, well, they're the Packers. Well, they're the Bears. They're the most talked about. What are you talking about? What's next?
Pablo Torre, a 10-minute explanation of well-sourced journalism. 15 minutes later, he's exactly like Kevin Durant. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Is too. Is not. Frank in Ardmore.
We had to dumb it down.
Yeah, man.
We had to dumb it down.
I forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant.
He absolutely is.
That was
classic, man.
A funny moment. Wow, Fritz of Six is next, right?
This kid turns into Kevin Durant.
Oh, dude, oh. The peacocking.
Yeah.
We actually can't let it happen.
I'm going to have Elliot killed if he turns into Kevin Durant. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not going to be able to stand it.
Well, especially after the Paul George thing last year.
Yep,
and
yep.
The Embiid thing last
year. Yeah,
yeah. He's trying to double down on his luck with the Phillies.
Yep.
Again, he's an Eagles elitist. He's an Eagles elitist, man.
Here's what Howie would do with Ace Bailey. I got to see that freaking tweet. What's coming up at Fritz at 6?
Phil's.
Okay.
Sixers.
Boys are back.
Yeah, the boys are back.
Wow, you just roll in there.
Well, it's just like, you know, I want to talk
to the lineup come out yet?
So the lineup is out.
Nothing.
And Bryce is there.
Whoa! Were you going to bury that?
Well, I just saw the tweet a second ago.
See, now, who made that guess earlier? Who was asking if it was in Houston when you said the lineup wasn't
you
out
were.
Yet? Okay.
So Bryce will do his full routine today, pregame, take about 50 swings, field grounders, and go through his throwing program. Could progress to BP in the cage tomorrow, but today goes well. Progressing, but Thompson didn't sound like he expected him to be activated in Houston. That's according to Corey Seider.
So he's not in the lineup.
No, he's not in the lineup, but I think he's there.
He's there.
But that's why I said he's there. I said he's there.
He said, what's the lineup?
And you said he's there. So we thought he was in the
lineup. I was trying to read while interpreting what you guys are saying.
Shut up.
Bryce is not in the lineup, but at least he's there, which is also interesting that he's there because he didn't go to Miami.
Right. Okay.
Right. All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Deep breaths.
Listen to Fritz at 6.
He's not like Kevin Durant. All
right. He's not.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.